Trend number five, our ever-expanding data universe. In the information age, the most important metric is the rate of increase in the volume of information created, collected, stored, transmitted, and analyzed. Everything from healthcare to transportation to entertainment to defense to manufacturing depends on turning data into useful activity. Today, information is the basis of all power, wealth, and security. Perhaps the most important trend since the mid-20th century has been the falling cost of handling information and, by extension, our ever-expanding wealth of data and data handling technology. In this segment, we'll explore this foundational trend and its implications. At the most fundamental level, the amount of data we produce every day is truly mind-boggling. Next year, an estimated 18 billion gigabytes of data will be created each day, and that pace will only accelerate with the growth of the Internet of Things, or IoT. To put this acceleration in perspective, mankind has been recording data for at least 6,000 years. And yet, 90% of all the data in the world was generated over the last 2 years alone. Where does all this data come from? Let's start with the Internet. With so much information at our fingertips, we're adding to the data stockpile every time we turn to our search engines for answers. Here are a few relevant stats. More than 4.5 billion humans used the Internet in June 2019. That's roughly 58% of the world's population of 7.7 billion. Roughly 90% of North Americans are on the Internet versus less than 40% of Africans. People conduct more than half of their web searches from mobile phones. On average, Google now processes more than 65,000 searches each second, or 5.5 billion searches per day. And while 77% of searches are conducted on Google, we need to remember that there are other search engines contributing to our daily data generation. Worldwide, there are collectively over 7 billion searches a day. What about social media? Our current love affair with social media certainly fuels data creation. According to Domo's Data Never Sleeps 6.0 report, the volume of transactions that occur every minute on average is as follows. Users share 527,760 photos on Snapchat. More than 120 professionals join LinkedIn. Users watch 4,146,600 videos on YouTube. Users send 456,000 tweets on Twitter. And users post 46,740 photos on Instagram. With 2.4 billion active users, Facebook is still the largest social media platform. That means about over one-third of the world's 7 billion humans are active on Facebook. Here are some other intriguing Facebook statistics. 1.5 billion people are active on Facebook daily. Europe has more than 307 million people on Facebook. There are now 5 new Facebook profiles created every second. More than 300 million photos get uploaded to Facebook every day. And every minute, there are 510,000 comments posted and 293,000 statuses updated. Even though Facebook is the largest social network, Instagram, which is also owned by Facebook, has shown impressive growth as well. Here's how this photo-sharing platform is adding to our data deluge. There are 600 million Instagrammers. 400 million of these are active every day. 95 million photos and videos are shared on Instagram each day, and 100 million people use the Instagram Stories feature daily. Another big source of data is communications. We leave a data trail whenever we use our favorite communication methods, whether we're using texting, voice, emails, or video conferencing. Here are some incredible stats for the volume of communication we send out every minute. People send 16 million text messages. In 2019, 156 million emails are being sent every minute, worldwide by about 2.9 billion email users. 25,000 GIFs are sent via Facebook Messenger. There are 103,447,520 spam emails sent every minute. And there are 176,220 calls on Skype. Now that our smartphones are exemplary cameras as well, everyone is a photographer, and the trillions of photos stored online is the proof. Since there are no signs of this slowing down, expect the digital photo numbers to continue to grow. In 2017, people shot 1.2 trillion photos, and there were 4.7 trillion photos stored online. Another rapidly growing source of data is the use of online services. Businesses and other service providers in our new platform-driven economy are generating millions of transactions every minute. Here are a few examples of the volumes generated each minute, 24/7, 365. The Weather Channel receives 18,055,556 forecast requests. Venmo processes $68,493 in peer-to-peer transactions. Spotify streams 750,000 songs. Uber riders take 1,389 trips. And there are 600 new page edits to Wikipedia. Meanwhile, the Internet of Things has just begun generating really serious data volumes. These connected smart devices interact with each other and with us while collecting all kinds of data. This category of technology has exploded from just 2 billion devices in 2006 to a projected 40 billion by 2025. In 2018 alone, 2.5 billion new devices were connected. And if we count RFID tags and embedded sensors, there might eventually be over 1 trillion. Armed with these numbers, consider all the ways you and your company generate data as you go about your day. Once you are aware of the data generated all around you, you will start to imagine just how that data might be harnessed to make better decisions in your business and life. And you also begin to see how it might be used against you. Fortunately, the biggest risk is continuing to do business as usual. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, conventional internet usage will plateau by the end of the coming decade. 26 years after the creation of the World Wide Web, nearly 58% of the global population is online. Penetration will rise through most of the 2020s as mobile access becomes ubiquitous in Africa and Asia. As we approach saturation, data volumes from queries, social media, and entertainment are likely to level off at a low multiple of current U.S. per capita levels. Second, the primary driver of data beyond 2020 will be the Internet of Things. By 2025, 41.7 billion IoT devices will be online, generating 79.4 zettabytes of data annually. As mentioned above, RFID tags and embedded sensors will continue to grow toward 1 trillion devices by 2030. And third, several existing data categories will increase in importance as retaining and searching it becomes less expensive. For instance, video surveillance data will drive a large share of the IoT data created, while industrial and automotive data will see the fastest data growth rates through 2025. According to IDC, these data types will have a compound annual growth rate of 60%. This is the result of the increasing number of sensors that are capturing data continuously, as well as the introduction of more advanced sensors capturing more and richer metrics on machine functions. And fourth, the rollout of 5G will dramatically increase the performance and reduce the cost of data handling over the course of the coming decade.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.